Well, yeah, there's one Caucasian in particular who is not redneck, who will absolutely hate me for doing this. But nonetheless, I must do it anyway. So.
Go ahead.
It is a listener's birthday. A very important listener, I might add.
He doesn't listen to this show, though, does he?
I think he listens to... the clips. He just listens to clips of the show, right? So if
he has a program that filters out only your voice. I mean, it filters out my voice, right, but leaves your voice in there.
Right. No, I think what happens is what we need to do is somewhere before we officially name him and wish him a happy birthday, we should probably mention Big Fatty's name, and that will ensure that he will hear it, because then Fatty will use it for the beginning of his show.
That's correct.
Right. So we'll just use Fatty's algorithm to pull this out. So Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty. So I just wanted to say a very special happy birthday to one
Guru Nudy in Tampa.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So we'll just use Fatty's algorithm to pull this out. So Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 986 of the BFO for Thursday, the 10th of November 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we have got a full moon today, and it's a special one. Big Fatty, what is it all about? Hello, bye-bye bacon. Oh, Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I received word. I received word today. Received word today today on the full moon, y'all, and it's a special full moon. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. But y'all, the official lurking begins for that old lurking old bacon. Old bacon's gonna become an official lurker, and y'all, you know, Big Fatty's gonna become a lurker too. I'm not sure when. You know, I said I was gonna do 3,000 episodes, but you know, since old bacon is gonna just give it up, y'all pretty much like the Vons. Yo, yo, hey, yo, yo. Evidently, either I've unsubscribed from the Vons or there was no Hump Day show. But anyway, y'all, it's just everybody's just giving it up. Just giving it all up. And y'all, is it worth continuing? That's, you know, when old bacon gives it up, you know, I'm not sure it's worth continuing. So anyway, we'll see. Anyway, y'all, yes, it's a very special full moon today, because y'all, today, November the 10th, is none other than the full beaver moon. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about a full beaver. Well, y'all, let me tell you about it nonetheless. This was the time to set the beaver traps before the swamps froze to ensure a supply of warm winter furs. Another interpretation suggests that the name full beaver moon comes from the fact that the beavers are now actively preparing for winter. Y'all, it is also sometimes referred to as the frosty moon. Y'all, your frosty beaver. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, that comes to us from the old farmer, old MacDonald's almanac. And y'all, there are other, did you know that each full moon has its own name? Like the January is the wolf moon, February is the snow moon, March is the worm moon, y'all, April is the pink moon, or as they say in Charleston, pank. May is the flower moon, June is the strawberry moon, y'all, July, full buck moon, full sturgeon moon in August, the full cone moon in September, the hunter's moon or the harvest moon in October, the beaver moon, the full beaver moon November, and the full cold moon or the full long night's moon in the December. Y'all, by the way, that is... Oh, that is coming up. Big Fatty Plays. Y'all, that is, what do you call that? That's the fried bologna sandwiches. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of the full Beaver Moon. Y'all, that Trucker Alex, you know, every once in a while, he'll send me suggestions for appetites, not appetites. What are those things called that go on your, what are those called? Applicate apps. Yes, Big Fat. Poor Big Fat. But y'all, he sent me one today that I have passed along to everyone's full beaver. That Kim. Beaver. Y'all, and it is the female ejaculation app. Big Fatty, what does it do? Does it jiggle? I don't know, but y'all, I am sure on a full beaver moon it gets overused, that's for sure. That is for sure. So y'all, if you'd like to check it out, just goggle, go to the app store and look for female ejaculation. Fatty, please, dear God. So y'all, he sent me some others, but we'll come back to those a little bit later. But y'all, I had to tell you about the female ejaculation. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, you know, I started to read this thing about the retired couple that went to the Target, and the woman had gotten the letter from the Target saying, "Oh, you and your husband are no longer able to come. We have documented evidence from our surveillance cameras that Mr. Samuel did these things." And y'all, I started reading them and ran out of time yesterday, so I'm just going to read them again. On June the 15th, he took 24 boxes of condoms and randomly put them in other people's carts when they weren't looking. I wonder if that has anything to do with the female Big Fatty. Y'all, he set all the alarm clocks in the housewares to go off in 5-minute intervals on July 2nd. On July the 7th, he made a trail of tomato juice on the floor, leading to the women's restroom. July 19th, he walked up to an employee and told her in an official voice, "Code 3 in housewares, get on it!" This caused the employee to leave her assigned station and receive a reprimand from her supervisor, which in turn resulted with a union grievance causing management to lose time and costing the company money. On August the 4th, he went to the service desk and tried to put a bag of M&Ms on layaway. On August the 14th, he moved a caution wet floor sign to a carpeted area. On August 15th, he set up a tent in the camping department and told the children shoppers he'd invite them in if they would bring pillows and blankets from the bedding department, to which 20 children obliged. On August 23rd, when a clerk asked if they could help him, he began crying and screaming, "Why can't you people just leave me alone?" EMTs were called. On September the 4th, looked right into the security camera and used it as a mirror while he picked his nose. "Bah, Fatty, are you sure this isn't you?" While handling on the September the 10th, while handling guns in the hunting department, he asked the clerk where the antidepressants were. "Bah, Fatty, he needs a little Zoloft too." On October the 3rd, he darted around the store suspiciously while loudly humming the Mission Impossible theme. On October the 6th, in the auto department, he practiced his Madonna look by using different sizes of funnels. Y'all, I think that has something to do with that cone bra. Y'all, on October the 18th, he hid in a clothing rack, and when people browsed through it, he yelled, "Pick me! Pick me!" On October the 21st, when an announcement came over the loudspeaker, he assumed the fetal position and screamed, "Oh no, it's those voices again!" And last but not least, on October the 23rd, he went into a fitting room, shut the door, and waited a while, then yelled very loudly, "Hey, there's no toilet paper in here!" One of the clerks just passed out. Okay, I thought there'd be more to that than that. But anyway, damn, Gussie. I don't know if this is I don't know if this was a true story or not. Anyway, now you've heard the whole story, y'all. Your life is complete. Thank you, Big Fatty. It's just that on a Beaver Moon. Who could ask for anything more? Now, y'all at the beginning of today's little show, y'all heard that Daniel burp, 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 Bieber and White Boy. You heard old White Boy, y'all. I thought he died. I don't know. I thought he had died and gone to heaven, but or gone to hydrogen or wherever. But y'all, they were reminding everyone that y'all Big Fatty missed another celebration of exiting the birth canal, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. Y'all, you can't get good Mexican help anymore. You just can't get it, I'm telling you. And y'all, speaking of this, old bacon decided that in honor of this listener's celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, that's why she's gonna give it up early. She's gonna lurk early. And y'all, that is that one and only Guru Nudie from the Tampa. And y'all, I'm not gonna play the music today because y'all, I've missed it. I've just missed it. So anyway, Guru, just know that I've hummed it. I've just hummed it. In my mind, because I know that you are busy celebrating the full Beaver. Baby, please, do you have to keep bringing up that full Beaver? Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie. Y'all, they had a test. They had a quiz on the TV machine at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. In the only time zone that matters, y'all, they everything went off the air, and y'all they had a siren or something go off. I don't know what it was, but y'all, I know it scared some people. It didn't scare me because y'all, I was not watching the TV machine at the while. Freddy, at the time, but anyway, evidently if it was supposed to scare the living shit out of you, it worked. Y'all, I've had a drippy faucet. Freddy, please. Oh, we don't need to hear about your drippy faucet. No, but in the master bathroom off the lava chamber, my faucet's been dripping. And Big Fatty, it sounds to me like this is something that happens when you get old, like Guru Nudie. Anyway, they came and they fixed it. And y'all, it's not dripping anymore. Y'all, and last night, Wednesday night, no. Two, I say Tuesday night, y'all. I lay down in the bed, and y'all, I was just about to go to sleep, and y'all, then all I could hear was that drippy faucet. All I could hear was that drippy faucet, and it just Oh, Big Freddy, that's just terrible. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from us today, y'all, we have got a very special voice letter today. And y'all, it's just one, but y'all, this is a special one. Because y'all, it is from the number two fan of the BFO for 2011. And y'all, he said he has called up to say, Big Freddy, I need to blow it out.
It's now time. Blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Casey in Denver.
Well, hello, Casey.
There's only about 7 weeks left in this month, in this year.
Oh, no.
So I'm about to turn my reign of number two fan over to somebody new.
No, that goes to the
I
Super Bowl.
I haven't fulfilled all my duties.
Oh, except
be sure
for
to let me know.
You have more penis pictures.
But really, today I'm calling to blow it out, oh, Big Fatty.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm mad as a snake.
Me too.
I'm mad as a snake.
Mad as a snake.
So I suppose you have heard about this month being this No More Poor Homo month
oh,
for
absolutely.
Podcasters.
Yes. Yes.
Well, there's about six shows that I listen to that
right?
happen to be participating in
right?
this normal, No
right.
More Poor Homo month.
Right.
So this means I have about 18 shows a day,
right.
oh my God, to listen to, in addition to all the other ones that I download
right.
and listen to.
Right.
So at this point in the month,
right.
I guess what? I've heard close to around 162 No More Poor Homo shows.
Right.
Here's the kicker. I haven't heard one word.
What?
Not
what?
One word about getting out of debt
huh?
on all these No
what?
More Poor Homo shows.
Nope.
WTF?
What?
Oh, well,
oh, dang, I, see.
I guess at least for now I'm not spending any money.
Right.
But I spent all my time so far this month to listen to all these No More Poor Homo shows.
Those poor homos.
Okay. Thanks for letting me blow it out. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Denver, number two fan, BFO 2011.
Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Casey in Denver, y'all. I think the full beaver has gotten a hold of him, too. And Casey, just to clarify, your reign is as number two. Fatty, don't call him number two. Goes until the halftime of the Boopasol, the big game in February. So you've got plenty more time to send me penis pictures of yourself and that special underpants that you were going. Bae, Fatty, please don't talk about his underpants. So anyway. But Casey, I know what you mean about these No More Po Homo little shows. Y'all, it's yes, Big Fatty. Thank y'all. Thank God. Thank God. You know they're already getting tired of it. Yeah, I can tell because they've gone from full length shows down to half length shows down to quarter length shows down to about a couple of minutes, and this is much harder than I thought it was going to be, but I'm going to keep trying. Y'all, they ain't even a third of the way. Well, I guess as of today, they're a third of the way through. So anyway, plenty more to come. And they hadn't been a single one of them mention how to get out of debt. I hadn't heard it either. I am with you on that one, Casey. And, you know, these No More Po-Homo things. They just need to they need to get on it. They just need to get on it. Yes, Big Fatty, they do need to get on it. Y'all, I'm gonna go over here and tell you about these other apps. Other than the female ejaculate. Fatty, please, we've heard enough about ejaculation of the females. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, dear God, y'all, I have received an e-letter from Miss Bacon. So, y'all, evidently she has not started working yet. Y'all, she says Big Ricky has bleeped it up. I will send the difference. Don't say any. Oh. Poor Big Patty. Dear God, y'all. What do you expect from a ginger bear? I mean, y'all. Oh, dear God, see. Poor thing. No, Miss Bacon, we're going to get it right. The prize on the Foul Monkeys is $21, not $42. And,
So we'll just use Fatty's algorithm to pull this out. So, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, Big Fatty.
Work, 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 work.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.